Proclamation number 7167 of 17th of July, 1958. Reasons for ending an Earth period. Take note of the fact that the time granted to you humans to mature on this Earth is coming to an end. The whole human race, which was allowed to embody itself during this earthly period, has more or less passed the test. It has entered the kingdom of the beyond and was able to continue its upward development there. Even if under different conditions than on Earth. But countless human souls have also sunk back into the depths. And now the last of this generation have still been admitted to embodiment as a human being. Also with the aim of becoming free during their earthly life from the material form which has imprisoned them for eternities. But now this time is coming to an end and irrevocably a conclusion is taking place because a new redemption period has to begin. And understandably only slight success can be recorded in this lost time, for a great deal of God-opposing spiritual substance is now embodied which was not allowed in earlier precisely because of its resistance, but which was destined for this earthly period and still has to walk the path as a human being before a new redemption period begins. In order to make the earthly path successful for these people, they are accompanied by many spiritual beings which guide them and assist them where human strength is too weak. Thus it is certainly possible for these people to reach maturity, but it is extremely difficult because their will is never forcibly influenced. Yet the end of this earthly period has been determined since eternity. It is laid down in God's plan of salvation because He knows from eternity when it is time to establish a new legal order on earth which has been overturned by human will and therefore an upward development of the spiritual has become almost impossible. If people now believe that it is not compatible with the love of a God and fathom that a work of creation such as earth is heading towards a total transformation, it is to be counted that it would far rather prove a lack of love if no end was put to such a spiritual low, for the earth would then have ceased to be a station of education for the spiritual, it would completely miss its purpose and only encourage a chaos which spiritually reigns on it. God's love truly tries everything to help people to salvation, yet no improvement is apparent. No spiritual turnaround can be expected on this earth anymore, for it can no longer be expected that the human race will change and return to God's intended order, which alone could stop an end. And God has known since eternity that this possibility no longer exists, and therefore He was able to build His plan on this human will. And He will also carry it out, for He is a good, just and exceedingly wise God who wants nothing else than to help His creatures from the abyss to the height, to Him, and who also truly knows and uses the right means. But you humans don't want to believe that the time has come, that humanity has already reached a spiritual low which will no longer tolerate any delay. You do not want to accept it, although your inner feeling tells you that humanity can no longer expect anything else. And that is why you raise objections upon objections which, however, lack all logic. For as soon as you seriously consider what this earth is and what it is meant to serve for, and when you now see that only one human being rarely makes the most of his earthly life in order to mature spiritually, which is obvious to everyone, then it must also be more probable to you that an end will come than that it will continue to exist in the same way. for it must also be obvious to you that God cannot necessarily bring people to maturity. Thus only a transformation of this earth can still take place. An end of an ineffective epoch and a beginning of a new one where the spiritual's ascent development can continue again and where the spiritual, which is still in the abyss, is also given a new opportunity of ascent. You humans must always take into account the infinite love and unsurpassable wisdom of your God and Creator, who wants to become the Father of all of you and who truly does everything to achieve his aim. And thus you may only regard the coming end of the earth as an act of his love but never as cruelty, which he is incapable of, for he never wants to destroy but only ever give life to those who have lost it through their own fault. Amen.